Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Browns getting set to take on the Ravens this Sunday, afternoon affair, right here at home, and looking forward to that. The man that will call the game on the Browns Radio Network, your friend and ours, Andrew Siciliano. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hello, friends. I'm watching Jamie Erdahl here on GMFB from La Plaza Mayor in Spain. I'm like, why can't we should go to Spain? Go to Spain.
That was funny. We were just talking about that. We were thinking about taking the show on the road.
They can't have 1 o'clock starts in Spain, can they?
No. Those, I mean, they're the standard European.
You missed my joke.
9:30 Eastern.
Yeah, you missed my Browns with the 1 o'clock game joke.
Oh, I
see what I did there.
I see. Hey, we're not at 1 o'clock this week. We're
How about
four.
That?
Yeah,
a little different. Andrew, I felt your pain. I thank you for sharing your pain. I felt Nathan's pain. How'd they lose to the Jets? I know, 2 kick returns for a touchdown. How'd they lose to the Jets?
Can I ask? I mean, we're on the air, right? I mean, was it too much? Was it too much pain
for you?
No.
I appreciated what you said and the way you handled things. I thought you did a fine job, as always.
Thank you. I'm not asking for a cookie. I want fans to realize it, and I've said this, you know, on Bark Tank, the pod I do on ClevelandBrowns.com, and I've said this in other forums, like, we feel it too. Like, yes, there is certainly going to be positivity sometimes, and we're certainly going to try to put a positive spin on things, but there are moments where there's no positive spin, and you're like, this is not supposed to happen. It's just not supposed to happen. And everyone knows that. Like, I'm not taking shots. That was one of those moments where everyone felt the same. The sideline felt the same. The entire building felt the same. And we in the booth and you as fans felt the same. Like, wait, what? This is not supposed to happen. And it's not supposed to happen this way. You're not supposed to, the defense. Look, the defense can't have a perfect sheet every day. And at the end of the day, the defense could have gotten off the field. It did not. And the holding penalty on third down where Justin Fields is not even going to throw the ball. And then, you know, a couple of plays later, the fourth down, jumping off sides. Like, what made it worse was, like, Membu and the other Jets guys on the O-line, to their credit, they have every right to dance and celebrate. They did what you've worked all week to do, which is pull the other guy off sides and laugh at him. And that's what they did. And that's what made it hurt even more. So you go into that game saying, hey, we can't be behind the sticks. We can't be third and long. And the very first play of the game is Quinshon for 12 yards over the right side with a hold, and it comes back. And then the last play of the game is Cam Thomas jumping off sides. By the way, Cam Thomas had a sack also, so like, there's good and bad. You had a 95-yard possession and touchdown drive on the second
early.
Possession
yeah,
of the game.
Early.
And then you have plenty of mistakes as well to make you want to pound your head against the wall. You have the 2 kick returns, yet you have the amazing end of the second quarter, everyone run on the field to kick a field goal thing. So, you know, yep,
All right, find me some positives for this week. Let's try to turn this thing on its head. And I mean, I know, look, they're 2-7. There's a lot of negative things to say. Give me some positive things that you're looking forward to this week's game, and let's try to turn the corner. I know it's 2-7, but let's turn the corner.
Yeah, no. There are plenty of positives here. And actually, I just listed some.
Like, yeah, that's true. You did.
Gabriel had the 95-yard touchdown drive on that second possession. Cedric Tillman almost made a diving one-handed catch down the sideline. Yeah, but regardless, awesome. You stretched the field and you got a 29-yard DPI out of that. Having him back in the offense, I don't think we talked about when he was gone how much they missed him. He got hurt in the Detroit game, and then we go to London, and Dylan starts, and Joe was traded. Like that, we kind of forgot, hey, it would really help if you had Cedric Tillman out there, and I think you saw that immediately. I also think the defense played lights. I mean, the defense played as good a game as it has played the entire season last week, but made the two mistakes at the very end. The Jets, Justin Fields completed two passes beyond the line of scrimmage last week, friends. Two for 5 yards. Okay, so, I mean, there is a positive. And let's not forget how well the defense played week two in Baltimore, where they held Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry to a combined 35 yards rushing. 35. And they made Henry fumble. They didn't fall on the fumble, but they made him fumble once as well. So there's plenty good to take from that game. DeAndre Hopkins had that deep shot. Remember, Cam Mitchell, Miles Harden got picked on a lot in that game. Cam Mitchell's no longer here. Miles is, and Miles has stepped up his game since then. But even when they got down to the one-yard line, when they said that Hopkins didn't get in, they kept them out of the end zone from the half-yard line. So there are plenty of positives to carry there. Quinshon had a bust out week two, and that was his first game, and he's running well. He played well last week. So there are positives, certainly.
Dylan Gabriel's had 5 games as the starter. Andrew, I have said, and I truly believe, 5 games is not enough to convince me that a guy can't be a starter in the league. I haven't seen a lot that makes me think he will be a starter in the league. I ask you this, what is a good sample size? What is enough to make a decision on Dylan for the coaching staff this year and maybe even beyond?
It's a great question for which there is no one answer fits all for every situation. And I'm not avoiding it, but let's go back to last year, right? Michael Penix, I'll use him as an example, gets in late in December for the Falcons, and man, like, it looks like he's got it, right? Yeah. The offense had stalled under Kirk Cousins. Like, all right, we see why they took him in the top 10. Like, man, he's got it. Now what? Now you're like, really? Is he? I'm not sure. Caleb Williams, it is weak, and I'm not trying to compare Dylan Gabriel to Caleb Williams. One is a Heisman winner and the number one overall pick. But it's a week in, week out. He's not the guy. Oh, he is the guy. He's not the guy. He is the guy. And he's in year two. So there's no blanket statement that you could say. Like, when the light comes on, you will see it. There have been moments where, like, okay, like, that looks good. I mean, Ronnie gets the pick last week, and one play, 22-yard touchdown. Gabriel had a guy in his face, throws a perfect ball, put a little air underneath it. Jerry came back, fought for the football. Jerry said, I thought he threw a great ball. And you're like, okay, that's the guy. At the same time, listen, I'm with everyone else. I'm curious to see what Shador can do. I don't know that he's ready. If he is, he'll likely get his shot. I'll go back to what Jimmy Haslam said in July, and that is, organizationally, you kind of have to see what both can do, and I think that day will come. I've seen a lot of good from Dylan, but he will tell you, and he did so yesterday on the podium, that the inconsistency is what's killing him and killing everyone.
What'd you think of Tommy last week and his play calling, and did the offense look different, better, same? What'd you think?
I mean, you got Jerry Jeudy the ball. I think you're a little more aggressive. You took that opening early shot downfield. It's not, by the way, as if Kevin hasn't drawn up downfield shots on opening possessions. I mean, whether it was for Deshaun or for Flacco or for Gabriel, there have been times where all of us have been banging our heads the last 2 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
2 years going, wait a minute, there's a shot play on the first possession, and it was there, and the quarterback didn't pull the trigger. But last week, he got that one early on the second possession. I like a lot of what Tommy did. And I also, like, let's tip the cap to Tommy right now. Just as you guys were calling, Tommy is on the podium in Berea, and he was asked about that fourth down where they went, you know, had Judy in the backfield and kind of went empty then. The fourth and one of the Jets 33 in the fourth quarter where they threw and Gabriel got sacked. And he owned it. He's like, yep. He goes, you want to talk about play calls that I want back? You start right there. And when he was pressed as to, you know, what was the play and what went wrong, he's like, guys, I should have run the ball. So give him credit there. He's owning it. It was encouraging. You know, I'm not going to make any grand declarations after only one game, but I certainly think there are things to build on.
We're going to hear that Tommy Rees bite coming up in a little bit here. The situation with Baltimore, Ravens are hot. They're on the way. Browns are not. And I wonder if this is a game where, if it just gets away from them, where this thing goes. And Andrew, on the flip side, I was thinking last week would be the pivotal game of the season. If for some reason they come out and play really well, that spins it again, I think. But man, last week just is to me, it's a gut wrenching loss, because I do think it changes the way that the season's going to play out. Do you?
I do as well, but again, it's such a week by week league. I'll use the Jaguars as an example, because we're all looking at the Jaguars, right? And because the Browns have their pick. Go back 2 weeks ago in Vegas. If Devon Hamilton doesn't get his hand up on that 2-point conversion, Raiders win that game. All right, Browns fans are happy. Jaguars lose. Do they trade for Jacoby Myers? I mean, their season feels a lot different. Then they lose again last week. That pick is now number 19. It'll be a lot higher if Devon Hamilton doesn't knock that down. But it changes the course of their season. And one game does the same for the Browns and for the Jets if they were to beat the Ravens. And we should point out, by the way, they've split 6 of 7 years.
Yeah.
The only year the Ravens swept the Browns was, oddly enough, year they went to the playoffs. Browns went to the playoffs and won a game in 2020. So that was the only year the Ravens have swept them, Stefanski's first year. So logic dictates this game is a lot closer than we think right now. If Browns found a way to win it last year, obviously we had just lost Jim, and that game was emotional on so many levels. And, you know, Nathan and I are convinced that, you know, there were other things at play that day for which we were thankful, certainly. I have a feeling, and I'm a Sunday morning optimist always, but I'm feeling more optimistic than others that about this one for reasons that I can't really put a finger on. Partly because of the defense, like everything
just
said.
Yeah. No, I get it. I totally get it. Just give me your general thoughts on this week's game, especially with Lamar Jackson maybe a little bit banged up. And you know, you're back at home. You're playing at least you're not playing at 1 o'clock. You know, you got an afternoon game. Maybe you feel like some eyes are on you. And there's a little different feel.
Yeah, there are some eyes on you. Now, with that said, if you look at the broadcast map, it really isn't. It's going to be a Maryland, D.C., Northeast Ohio kind of feel to the actual people watching the game, because it's obviously being played opposite Kansas City and Denver, and that is, and Seattle, L.A., Seattle and the Rams. So those are the two games that are going to go to the most of the nation. We're not going to have that big of a massive broadcast audience.
No, but when there's only when there's only a couple games going on and something crazy happens at a game, that's it's always better
for you. Absolutely. Yeah. No. I see what you're saying there.
Yeah.
I like, you guys were joking, Phelps, about 1 o'clock. It's good to be in another window other than 1 o'clock. It does give it a better feel.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I'm not suggesting kickoff time affects the way either team will play. But as much as the Ravens have kind of turned it around the last 3 weeks, it's not as if, you know, they're shutting out the Lions here, right? They've only given up 3 touchdowns in 3 weeks. Kyle Hamilton's playing up in the box now, more of a linebacker than a safety, and their defense certainly does feel better than it did the first half of the year. Roquan is back as well. But I think the Browns can run the ball on this team. I truly do. And they have shown the ability to shut down Derrick Henry. Shutdown's maybe a little bit too strong, but they did it week two.
Slow him down,
shut him down, whatever it is. And we beat him here last year. So, yeah, I have reasons to think that this game is look, it's going to be, I think, similar to the first half week two in Baltimore. It's, can you put together a second half?
Fair enough.
Can the offense do enough so that the defense doesn't get worn down in the second half?
All right, I know you need to leave because you're going to start studying for Fact or Fiction on the pregame show. So I just,
Oh my gosh. Phelps, do you ever listen to Fact or Fiction?
I think he does.
Sunday morning on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
I do, Andrew. I feel your pain during that segment.
There is no pain.
Well, it's not about pain. I actually enjoy doing it. My question was going to be,
yes,
how does he get away? And yes, Andy, I'm talking about you in the third person, even though
fine.
I know you're there.
That's fine.
How does he get away with making the whole thing up as he goes?
Welcome to my life, Andrew.
I am a student. I am a student of the Drew Carey School of Whose Line Is It Anyway? And that's basically the format we're using.
The last time Drew Carey walked out there at Huntington Bank Field, the Browns lost by like 700 points in 1999 to the Steelers.
I got news. You're already 700 points in the hole for this week.
It's like,
and Tyvus is now up.
You're a soccer referee in stoppage time.
That is exactly true. In cheating time. That's exactly right.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Do we give him a corner and let him try to score again? How much time is left? We don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Andrew, has anybody ever actually seen the hockey medal?
Yes.
Tell him. +3? No.
No, he's asking, does the medal actually exist? Tell him.
Again.
Tell him that the medal does exist.
The bad hockey medal.
The medal that I taped over. It was one of my kids' hockey medals.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did bring that in last year.
You know what? Maybe I'll bring back a new one this week.
Took it home with him, even though he didn't win.
You should drive down to Kentucky with us for week 18 against the Bengals.
Oh, maybe I will.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, crown a champion in person.
I'm down with it. I'm totally down with it. We just got to ask the boss on that. We'll just figure it out. And when I mean the boss, I mean my wife. Let's be honest about it. Thank you. Okay. Goodbye, Andrew.
If you go, you have to take my bourbon order with you.
All right, I've got your bourbon order.
That's fine, except I'm not checking bags. Megan, like, the heck with that. You think I'm checking bags? Amateurs check bags.
Goodbye, Andrew. I'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you, Andrew.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.